Welcome to a damnation. What's up, everybody? I was just reading an article about Lil Wayne, and to be honest, I understand Lil Wayne. You got a white cop, regardless that now they found out that he got fired, but he was the one that saved Lil Wayne. While the other black officers jumped over him. Now, of course, as you know, we got what we have here, black hate. Self-hate, basically, that's what that is. And what self-hate is in the black community is basically spawned from little black children growing up and are systematically institutionalized to feel as soon as they grow up, they're the wrong species, they're the wrong color, they're the wrong human being. You realize at a certain age that something is different about you. Everybody hates you. And I'm gonna say something before anybody get offended. I have a lot of Puerto Rican brothers out there. A few in particular who have done more for me than any brothers that I know. There is the one particular brother who has done a lot for me. There are two other brothers, especially one in particular Puerto Rican brother that has done a lot for me. My brother, I owed him the shirt off my back. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about this brother did beyond the call of duty, more than any black brother has ever done for me. Except, you know, for another black brother who has done equally, if not the same. So, I'm saying that to say this. There are Puerto Ricans, there are Mexicans, there are people in the Latin community that don't like black people. There are Asians who don't like black people. There are white people that don't like black people. There are black people that don't like black people. There are Arabs that don't like black people. They'll take your money. That don't mean they like you. And you got a group of people who are controlling the narrative. Do I hate white people? No. No. Do I say a lot of shit that would seem like I may hate white people or any other person? Maybe. Maybe it's a reflection. There's white people that you... how can I put this? There's people in every nation that I know can say some shit and feel something at the moment. And there's things that we can't take back. You might got an officer that might be upset and calling you a nigga, but he's trying to save your life. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I've said things, but yo, I'll cry if I see a white baby or anybody doing anything, getting hurt. So, but then you got people that just wholeheartedly hate you. Just wholeheartedly hate you. Want to see you die. Don't give a fuck about you. But I digress. There is an education that we have to make. When I was growing up and somebody would say something, this is how it starts. When I was growing up and somebody would say something about a Puerto Rican, I'd be like, whoa, what are you talking about? What do you mean, man? Yo, I never was one of those dudes that stood back and was like, what are you talking about? Like, see, that's the problem. We don't stop our buddies and people in their tracks when somebody says something overboard. And that's why the racism and everything progresses, because nobody says anything. When you with your buddies and they making racist jokes, you need to say something. See, I'm telling you, growing up, I'm telling you from my experience. I don't care if you know me and you know who I hang with and they might say something. Around me, I've never experienced anybody saying anything crazy about other people's race. You don't hear anybody saying, hey, how many white people does it take to change a light bulb or some old crazy shit like that. That's just absurd. You don't hear shit like that. But in other communities, there's a lot of racist jokes. You know, I had a friend of mine, Israelite brother, right? And he used to joke around with these dudes, right? And I would tell him, yo, he'd be like, nah, I like when they be telling racist jokes. Like, he liked that shit feeding his anger. Me, personally, I'm like, I ain't with that. Because the minute you go for jokes on somebody else saying racist jokes, then what you think's going to happen with you? You know what I'm saying? So I hit that shit in the bud right then and there. You know, I don't want nobody talking to me about, you know, making jokes about, you know, this, that, and the third, or this person, because, I mean, I'm gonna be honest, my thoughts about certain things have kind of changed only because of what's happening now. But I'll be the first to tell you, that's where things have to stop, man. All this fighting each other, that shit gotta stop, and it's only gonna stop When you're around your people and y'all making jokes and you think shit is funny. The shit got out of hand because on the police side of things, is because chiefs of police, DEAs, they kept saying, hey, we got to do an investigation. Right now you got a chief of police going, hey, it's common sense. Yeah, it wasn't common sense until people started rioting. And that's the problem. People start rioting. What my problem right now is that this has to continue. This mustn't stop. This has to continue or we ain't gonna progress. Don't let this die. I don't have a problem with white people rioting at all. I don't have a problem. You know, I don't know. I see a lot of black people like, oh, these white guys, they're the ones doing it. I don't give a fuck who's doing it. Go ahead. Set it off. Do what you do. Do what it is you gotta do to stop this bullshit. All that bullshit about we burning down our own. No, it's not ours to burn. AutoZone ain't owned by black people. The neighborhood we live in ain't owned by black people. We had our own shit. We had plenty of our own black towns. And what happened to it? Y'all better do your research. Don't act like we just, you know, there's a lot of people out there that's doing a lot of rhetoric. They have the facts. They have the tools to use it, but they refuse to. They refuse to use the tools that they have at their disposal. And they just keep being delusional, thinking that, oh, yo, we ain't that black people ain't about shit. Yeah, okay, we had our own communities, and what happened? They burned it down. They even bombed it. Better go look it up, man. Look it up. But now you got Hulu, Netflix, all these other platforms now talking about Black Lives Matter. And I find it hilarious, man. You got IGN, that video game spot. I know they racist. Yo, if you don't have any blacks in your company, or you don't have any real black friends, this is gonna continue. I'm gonna tell you how I know shit is irrelevant to other people. I'm a prime example. I went on a hike, and Where I'm at, dudes is playing golf, chilling, they're on the beach. Ain't none of that safe distance. Not that I'm with that. I don't give a fuck about that. That COVID shit is a pandemic to me. I haven't wore a mask since its inception. I was forced to wear a mask because I had to go see a doctor, and I'm gonna tell you this. I will never go to the doctor again unless I'm actually dying. I'm done with doctors, especially during this COVID shit. So anyway, so as I was saying, you could tell people are like, they don't really give a fuck about what's going on because it's business as usual. Golf, you know, living the life, living near the water. And, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm just going, damn, look at these people, man. They're out here with their trailers, their boats, their own community. They're living la vida loca. They're chilling, you know what I'm saying? No problems, no worries in the world. Meanwhile, you know, the difference with us is we ain't out there sailing, we ain't out there boating, we out there barbecuing. Brothers don't know how to swim and shit, you know. It's just like the difference is night and day. And what is, you know, black people, I know black people seem aggressive. Yeah, we are aggressive. You gotta understand, black people have mental issues, man. Going up the way we did, you gotta understand, we talking about a whole entire nation. You look at people that have a mental illness. What if I told you this, that you got a whole nation that has mental illness? A whole group of people that have been spat on, scrutinized, lived in the worst of time, worst of poverties, and that's why we can endure. And that's why we snap. The minute somebody said, what the fuck you? Yo, we very, very aggressive, man. Because we live an aggressive life. Live an aggressive lifestyle. You grow up, we live in a hostile environment. We deal with hostility. Where if I were not black, you know, guns ain't drawn immediately. I'm not handcuffed before they figure out what the hell is going on and then explain to me. You know, when you have to over explain or cop explain why I'm in handcuffs right after you've realized there is no weapon on me, I got a problem with that. I got a problem with that. Cause when the opposite happens, where you have Caucasians shooting up schools and getting Burger King after, or not even getting a knee on the neck, nobody's grabbed up. Like, man, I've seen footage where you got the one of the terrorists shooting up the schools. Yo, they're walking. Nobody even got their hands on him. They ain't even got their hands on him. They just got him handcuffed and they're guiding him to the car. They don't even, then there's no aggressiveness. How, you know what? I can only just understand this. This goes for everybody, because I even see this in the black community now, especially with the COVID. Even with the facts, people still refuse to see the facts or refuse to see the truth. They're dealing in emotions. It's like there's a chip in their head. The zombie shit is real, man. It is real. And my brother sent me something, and it's about people taking the energy. People living off of people's energy, man. They living off your energy. They living off your reaction. And it's fact that it is true. When you do ignore shit, yo, people lose their mind. I'll give you a perfect example. And I was dealing with this woman, right? And one day I just decided to ignore this person. I was getting tired of people yelling and screaming. So I ignored the person. Man, the motherfucker went apeshit crazy. I ain't bullshitting. Started apologizing, getting on their knees. Yo, I'm telling you, one day. You got a problem with your spouse, she's yelling and screaming at you, you'll ignore her or him. Well, I don't know about him because it can get physical. And, you know, I'm not trying to be funny. But if you can, this is whether it's man or woman, if you can, ignore them. Go about your business. Do your day and watch what happens. See, the thing is, when you feed people energy, they get power off of you. Now, it's a two-sided thing, though. Okay? And this is how I kind of have to debate that energy ciphering. Martin Luther King was ignoring people, and he got the rock thrown at his head. So, at the same time, it's a double-edged sword. It can work out, but it can also backfire, ignoring people. Because the fact that we keep ignoring is the reason why we keep being attacked. Now, it's like I said, I don't have a problem. A lot of people getting mad. Yeah, I understand there's non-black people who are actually breaking these stores and all that. Your man, let's think about this, though. Your man from AutoZone got insurance on all these stores. And you know business has been bad. So all he got to do is hire somebody to start some shit and collect the insurance off his stores. So remember, these pandemics ain't no joke, man. Don't get it twisted. They're gonna put the blame on you, but this is the perfect opportunity for them to set up to implement their plans. Remember, everything's a shadow. You got shadow governments. You got shadowy people. You got the CIA, the FBI. This is the perfect time to do shit. It's the perfect time to steal, loot, whatever it is you want to call it. It's the perfect time to get insurance. This is the perfect time to implement laws. Every time some major atrocity happens, there's other people in the background, evil people, opportunists who got plans. Like this mask thing, this is an opportunistic thing where you can make sales. People are bejeweling masks. Yes, bejeweling masks, man. They putting diamonds and shit on masks. Masks now has become the end thing. It's not even about protecting. It's about being the end thing. You got Wu-Tang Clan masks. That's what it all boils down to. Who got the flyest mask now? Oh, that mask is hot. It ain't about protecting you. I'm telling you, as I already told you, the mask. Oh man, the mask. Fuck a mask. What about mass hysteria? This. Oh man, the people that I see wearing masks is just killing me, man. I'm like, wow. You still wearing a mask? Like, that's another story in the show. I make this podcast really just to vent. I'm not expecting people to wake up. I've given up on people. I've given up on family and people in general because I already know that these dudes are zombies, man. They got bit by one zombie, like Resident Evil. This is Resident Evil 9, man, or 10. And people done got bit by the zombies, and there's no coming back. Somebody was just on the news and said, you could tell people anything, and they'll believe it, just like this corona. Like, he said it on the news, man. He said, all you gotta do is feed people fear, and they'll do anything. And he ain't bullshitting. I could show you the facts. If I could show you the facts about COVID, I promise you, you would still wear a mask. I got people that agree with me. And subconsciously, they still wearing that mask. Well, not subconsciously. They're actually wearing it. But subconsciously, I mean that they still... They know the facts, but for some reason, they still believe that something's going to happen to them, so they wear the mask. Like I've had, I'm telling you, I literally had people, yeah, yo, that's right. Yo, yeah, because I would, like, they agree with me. I'm literally in the same sense. Yeah, I agree. Yo, man, you're right. I know that's fake, but I wear the mask because, you know, I got babies, my man. Did you hear what you just said? I know it's fake, but I wear the mask for the babies. Why would you wear the mask for the babies if it's fake and you know it's fake? This the type, yo, I'm telling you, this the type of shit people be saying to me. I'm like, yo, you just said you know this shit ain't real, but you wear the mask for the baby. I'm in the hospital, and this happened to me yesterday. The lady wanted to draw my blood. She told me to lay down. I said, so I gotta lay down for you to draw my blood? She said, yeah, this is the practice distancing. How the fuck me laying down is practicing safe distance? And then she had the nerve to tell me I should be grateful that somebody's seeing me. That a lot of doctors aren't seeing people. I said, yo, she's lucky. I ain't cursed her the fuck out. Because then I'd have been just another black person. And she would have been like, see, this is why I can't stand these motherfuckers. But I realized I'm talking to a stupid idiot. She's a fucking moron. She's another doctor. Probably not even a doctor. I don't know what the fuck she was. She could have been a phlebotomist. Whatever the fuck they call only people that draw blood or whatever. But I don't know. Apparently, she was able to give diagnosis on shit. But I'm going to tell you you know what? I'm getting off topic because we're talking about another thing. But I'm talking about race. You know what? I might as well just add it in there. I go in there. They practice in this distance. Lady sprays my hand with alcohol. Then she tells me I have to wear a mask. Then they told me to wash my hands for 20 seconds. I'm not bullshitting. I washed my hands for 20 seconds, right? Then she tells me, get a towel. I said, okay, the towel, the dispenser for the towel, you're not going to wash that. I just touched it. Oh, we cleaned that down. Why are you fucking lying? Why are you lying? See how her defense mechanism came up? The truth, yo, the truth is so fucked up in their mind that they even start lying to themselves. I washed my hands just so I could touch the towel dispenser, which clearly hasn't been washed. Don't give me that bullshit. It was a bad fact. When I looking at it, it was a little bit dusty. I'm like, please, man, don't. This is what I'm saying. Don't make no sense. Then they wanted me to sign a piece of paper, right? And they gave me a glove, not two gloves. They did me on some Michael Jackson shit. Gave me a glove to sign a paper. I was like, yo, this shit is ridiculous. Even she was laughing when it was all over. She was like, to protect yourself. I said, yeah, whatever. And she was like, just laughing. Because she know I don't believe. I was telling her. I said, you know I don't believe this shit, right? She asked me had I been in New York. I'm glad I ain't say yeah. Then she wanted to check to see. I'm talking about they was acting like this was the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Because she was like, yeah, because, you know, the symptoms are flu-like. I said, wow, this is news? I heard about the false shit with the flu-like symptoms. Anyway, people, man. Maybe this is how it goes. This is how it ends. But you want to fix this back to the race problem. You want to fix this problem. You need to have a real communique, a real talk about these issues. You need to have some real talk about these issues, man. Some real dialect. Hire more people. Show some real police distancing. That's what I call it. Not the COVID, but some real police distancing. Treat everybody the same. Or put our own people. And even not. Let me tell you, I'm not going to act like police brutality isn't everywhere. Yes, white people do get murdered by cops, but they're white cops. And there's nothing that can be said about that. If there is a brutality issue, that's an issue that must be done. But we talking about when you get murdered and treated differently because you're no other thing but black or because of the color of your skin, then that's a problem. So let's not talk about numbers. You don't hear nobody talking about black people killing white people. You don't hear that shit. You don't hear that. You don't hear black people being aggressive towards a white person. Whether it's because we know better or because we're just not that type of people. Whatever. And I'm gonna leave it at that because I'm fucking done with this bullshit. I'm done. All right? I'm fucking done. So peace.